51. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and release us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please take the insert for Holy Trinity as we chant the intro.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him, because he has shown his mercy to us.
I accept the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you abandoned my soul's true Sheol. Or let your Holy One see our corruption. You made known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him, because he has shown his mercy to us. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the festival of the Holy Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she makes her stand. Besides the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud, "To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of men. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of men." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant responsively Psalm 8 by whole verse.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. You have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you care for him?
Yet have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor.
Your name in all the earth.
Glory.
chapter 2. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse. According to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews answered Jesus, Are we not right in saying that you are Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it. He is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? And the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for the hymn of the day, hymn 953.
Confessing that there are three persons in one God, the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Last week was the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, who now brings the gospel to all the nations. But this gospel means proclaiming the Father who has created us, the Son who has redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit who has sanctified us. This doctrine of the Holy Trinity must be proclaimed in its purity and its truth. The world is filled with sects, is filled with all kinds of false religions and cults who have the wrong understanding of God, who pervert the teaching of the true Christ. False Christs, false prophets, and cults who deny Trinity. We must proclaim to our generation the doctrine of the Holy Trinity properly and clearly. Today the Lord God Yahweh Elohim, the great I Am, is the one whom we teach and profess as the one God in three persons. So let us briefly consider first the I Am, the Father, the great I Am, the Son, great I Am, the Holy Spirit. He has made you, He has redeemed you, He sanctifies you. We begin with the Father. The Father is the I Am. Jesus says, "The Lord, the Father, who will have me sit at His right hand, I am the Father's Holy One, the one whose glory the Father seeks." Jesus calls God His Father. God, through Christ, is our Father. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is the Holy One of the Father, sits always in His presence and life, and we call Him Father as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven. We are Christians. We don't call God it. We don't call Him, may the force be with you. We call God Father. God is our Father, and through Christ we are His children. This describes the relationship we have. This Father created you. He knows the hairs on your head, the color of your eyes, and your fingerprint. The Father is also the judge. Jesus is speaking that the Father seeks the glory of His Son, and the Son seeks the glory of the Father. Jesus keeps His Father's word, and the Father is the judge. The unbelieving world does not believe this. They do not realize that at the last day they will stand before the Father, who will also be the judge. He is the judge of the living and the dead. And the reason we are Christians and we rejoice in that is that we know who God the Father is because He's clothed us in the righteousness of His Son. Through Jesus, we know the Father as gracious and merciful. He will come as judge and separate the goats on His left and the sheep on His right. The goats on the left are cast into hell because they denied Christ and did not believe. The sheep on the right are gathered into His kingdom. Kingdom prepared before the foundation of the world. This is the Father, the judge who is often pictured and painted as sitting on His throne in heaven, high above the clouds, surrounded with angels and cherubim. This Father's word is kept by Jesus. Only in the Father's word is the path of life. All other teachings and religions and cults are the path of death. In the Father, there is the presence of fullness of gladness and joy. In the presence of all false gods, there is only debauchery and evil and wickedness. Praise the Lord that you call God your Father. He cares for you. He says, I want you to pray to me, Our Father, who art in heaven. Rejoice today in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity that it is the Father who created you and knows everything about you. Call Him the Father, the great I Am. Secondly, we consider Jesus, the Son, is also the great I Am, along with His Father. Jesus, second person of the Trinity, is described in Proverbs 8 today as the wisdom of God through whom He created all things. Jesus is both the wisdom and the Word of God. Through Christ and His Word, which is Christ, through the Word of God, which is Christ, the Father created all things. Jesus is possessed by the Lord in understanding. He is always present with His Father. The Father delights in His Son. Jesus keeps the Father's words. And Jesus says, if you keep my words, you will not see death. God the Son has the authority to say that. God the Father gave His words to Jesus, which you heard read today. How can Jesus say that we keep His word and we will not see death? Now the Jews were appalled at this. They did not look at Jesus as the Son of God. They looked at Jesus as a man of Nazareth who was a carpenter. And when Jesus says, if you keep my word, you will not see death, they are astounded. They are offended. Are you greater than our father Abraham? Abraham lived 2,000 years before that. Jesus said, he saw my day and was glad. And now Jesus is drilling down even deeper. They're saying, you're not yet 50 years old. Jesus was probably about 33 years old. You're not even 50 years old. Abraham saw your day? Then Jesus says something astounding, which we confess in the creed. I tell you, Before Abraham was, I am. You realize what Jesus was saying, don't you? In the book of Exodus, when the Lord appears to Moses, and Moses wants to know the Lord's name, the Lord says, why do you want my name? I'll tell you who I am. I am who I am. The name Yahweh, which is translated Lord, means the one who is the I am. Elohim, which is the word for God, the creator of all things, is also a name used of Jesus. Jesus, by saying, I am who I am, is saying he is God in human flesh. They, of course, were offended by this. If Jesus was just a carpenter of Nazareth, this was blasphemy, and Jesus deserved to be stoned. So they pick up stones to throw at him. Here Jesus is proclaiming both his deity and his humanity. His humanity is obvious. He's standing there as a man of Nazareth. He has hands and feet. He eats and drinks, but he also does miracles. The works and wonders attest that he is also true God in human flesh, which is called the incarnation. Christ is the great I am, but as Peter said, he was delivered by sinners into death, by the plan and foreknowledge of the Father, killed, crucified, raised up, this Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see the mystery of the personal union of the two natures of Christ, deity and humanity, true God and true man, the marvelous mystery. He truly was I am. He truly was God, through whom God created the universe, his Father. But he was also true man. He bled real blood from his hands and feet and side. That blood poured out of a real body, and he died and was put in a tomb. And his real body was raised to life and descended to the right hand of God, where he is our intercessor, our mediator, and our redeemer forever. This is the Jesus Christ whom we worship. True God and true man in one person who sacrificed himself in our place. So the sins we committed were placed upon him, and his righteousness is placed upon us. Praise be to the Father who has created us. Praise be to the Son who has redeemed us. Praise be to the Holy Spirit, who is also I am, and sanctifies us. The third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. Last week we celebrated Pentecost, when the sound of the rushing wind came into the house, tongues of fire on their heads, and they began to speak in all the languages of the world, the gospel, which has gone to all the nations of the world. The Holy Spirit's power is magnificent. Through the Holy Spirit, we have the Old and New Testament, inspired by the Holy Spirit through the prophets and the apostles. Through the Holy Spirit, David looked forward to one of his descendants who would be both David's son and David's Lord. David foresaw the resurrection of Christ, as did Abraham himself. God, who raised up Christ, said, I will pour out my Holy Spirit, and that is what happened at Pentecost, which we celebrated last week. If you want a picture of the power of the Holy Spirit, just think what happened with Peter. Peter, about 2 months before this, before a little servant girl in the courtyard, denied that he even knew Jesus 3 times. And when the rooster crowed and Jesus looked at him, he went outside and wept bitterly. He had denied that he even knew Jesus. But he repented, he was forgiven, and by the Sea of Galilee he was reestablished as an apostle and as a pastor, told to feed my sheep. Now, about 2 months later, this broken vessel who had been restored, Peter, preaches one sermon. Part of that was the epistle lesson. This Jesus whom you crucified has been raised from the dead, and the Holy Spirit was poured out through the preaching of this man. And 3,000 people were baptized. That, my friends, is the power of the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit is in you. For when you were baptized, you were given that Holy Spirit. When the word is preached and absolution is announced, the Holy Spirit is nurturing your faith. It is the Holy Spirit that tells you through Holy Scripture in Jesus' word that though this be bread and wine, you also receive Christ's body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of sins. The power of the Holy Spirit is magnificent. As soon as Pentecost happened, the gospel went out to all the Roman world, and it continues to spread to all the nations. Christ is exalted to the right hand of God. The Spirit has been poured out. And now all nations are hearing the gospel of Christ in their own languages as the Bible is translated. And preaching and teaching and baptism and absolution and Holy Communion is reaching all the four corners of this world through the power of the Holy Spirit. So my friends, in conclusion, we rejoice in this mystery, and it is a mystery, the Trinity taught in the Ecumenical Creed, the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed. God has revealed Himself to us in Holy Scripture, in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. To our generation, in the midst of the cults and the false teachers and the false prophets, we must be faithful in proclaiming who the Trinity is. Truly is one God in three persons. And as we are in the Trinity Pentecost season from now all the way into the fall, as we get to the last Sunday of the church year in Thanksgiving, all during the summer months, we will hear the miracles and the works of Christ poured out upon us through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the work of Jesus Christ, who brings us back to God the Father. Rejoice in the Trinity, three persons in one God, your God and my God. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace surpasses all human understanding. Guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. This time, please take out the insert in your bulletin called the Athanasian Creed. Because of the length of the creed, we will remain seated. But before we profess this creed, I read the introduction about why on this Sunday, once a year, we confess the Athanasian Creed, the Church's Confession of the Holy Trinity. Early in the 4th century, a new teaching appeared which claimed that Jesus was not true God. Arius, the North African priest who first proposed this theory, was extremely persuasive. And soon the controversy was so widespread that a church council was called to settle the matter. Out of that meeting in 325 AD came the Nicene Creed, which clearly confesses Jesus to be true God. That creed, which was expanded in 381 AD in order to defend the divinity of the Holy Spirit, is still widely used today as a confession of the triune faith. Despite the clarity of the Nicene Creed, the controversy continued for some time. Toward the end of the 5th century, another creed was written that marveled at the mystery of the Trinity in a way that no creed had ever done. Though attributed to Athanasius, a 4th century opponent of Arius, this anonymous creed clearly came at a later stage in the debate. Athanasian Creed proclaims that his teachings concerning the Holy Trinity and our Lord's incarnation are the Catholic faith, Catholic meaning universal Christian. In other words, this is what the true church of all times and all places has confessed. More than 15 centuries later, the church continues to confess this truth, confident that the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has given himself for our salvation. Confess this responsibly. The second page, there's also responses for men and women. We confess the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith.
Whoever does not keep its hold and undefiled.
Catholic faith is this:
that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons, nor dividing the substance.
For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such as the Son, and such as the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated, or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yes, there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yes, there are not three gods, but one God.
The Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yes, there are not three lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord,
so also are we in the religious and Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is the Father and the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but unseen.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another. None is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity.
But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages.
And he is man, born
perfect God and perfect man, composed of rational soul and human flesh,
equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of
one altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds.
Those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
Thus confessing our faith, we stand for the prayers of the day. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Blessed Father, you have come to us through our Lord Jesus Christ and given us the gift of life. We thank you for this redemption through Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit that has brought us to faith, adopting us as your children by baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort the Borster family at the death of Jean, whose funeral is tomorrow. Comfort all the family with the sure and blessed hope of a reunion in heaven, since Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may hear your word and proclaim it to all people, to be brought to repentance and confess their faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. To that end, bless the work of Trinity Lutheran Church through this summer. Bless the work of the Oklahoma District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and all those newly elected. And bless Pastor David Erber and his wife Joyce as they serve in Accra, Ghana. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, you give your Spirit to all who confess Christ as Lord. May we continue in the harmony and doctrine of life. Proclaim the cross of Christ to all and his resurrection from the dead. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Father, you have established marriage and sanctified the home to be a place of blessing and love. Grant peace to parents and children and all families. Comfort for the widowed, protect the orphan, and defend the helpless. This week, be with those who celebrate their baptism and birthday into the family of Christ. Heather Johnson, Lauren Lewandowski, Matthew Brinkheaven, Leland Ward, Emily Kimball, and Karen Gorman, Carol Wente, and Elena Borster, Megan Tamale, Camden Hager, Austin Peters, and Rachel Meinke, and those who celebrate their anniversaries, Wayne and Susie Brown, Bill and Jackie Mullen, Alan and Michelle Law. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord, guard our world as your own possession, for you have established governments and leaders to serve. Bless our President, our Congress, and all those who serve in the military, Mike Gobble, Charles Gaither, Emily Shelton, Alex Laffin, Courtney Tate, Danny Green, Ricardo Batanga. Grant, O Lord, that we would live peacefully in our world, and as we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Ukraine, asking that war would come to an end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Lord, you have borne all of our affliction and grief upon the cross, and you answer our prayers for healing and strength. Be with those who suffer with any form of illness. Be with Gene Faulkner, Stephen Ament, Grace Raleigh and Gene Brinkheader, Raymond Sendelbach, Darlene Miedrick, Melody Lechtenberg and Claire Jones, Kent Christner, Joe Waller, and Candy Domery. And we also thank you for the gift of life, a gift from you. We thank you for the birth of Joy Hannah to Daniel and Jennifer Huntley, Peter to Seth and Madison Lemke, and to Ruth for Aaron and Morgan Hartman. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Blessed Father, grant us your Holy Spirit that we may know your word and keep it all the days of our earthly pilgrimage, until we are joined with Abraham and the patriarchs and prophets and apostles in your presence forevermore. The same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
We ask at this time that you would fill out the ritual of friendship forms found at the end of the pew, passing them to the person next to you. You may place them in the baskets in the narthex as you leave. You may be seated for the offering. Thank you.
We sing offertory and page 159. We stand to sing.
What shall I supper, and when he had given thanks,
he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Canticle page 164, we stand to sing. Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.